Sono passati 10 anni dal giorno dell'incredibile attacco terroristico.
10 years have passed since the day of the incredible terrorist attack that launched 4 airlines full of innocent passengers into buildings that symbolized the economic, military, and political power of the United States in New York and Washington. Almost 3,000 human lives were lost that day, and about 1,000 more in the days that followed to the dust and toxins that spread from the collapse of the Twin Towers. People of over 70 different nationalities, of different faiths and cultures. The new millennium that had just begun didn't turn out then to be a time of peace, but once again, a time in which hate wanted to show its power. And effectively, war still exists, and no problems have been finally resolved. Osama bin Laden has been killed, but it's not likely that terrorism will end for all that. But September 11th was also the day when, while many sought to escape impending death, hundreds of others ran towards the danger to help the victims. They gave their lives to save other lives. They were convinced this was the right thing to do, and they were ready to do it. The sacrifice of the firefighters of New York and of others who acted like them remains a message of dazzling light on a day of darkness. And how much commitment of compassion, of service, of prayer, how much desire for understanding, for dialogue, and for peace followed, in discreet but very concrete forms, on the part of those who at the time did not get carried away by desperation and the desire for revenge. How much hate, but also how much love. Which one prevailed? Which one prevails? Which one will prevail? We who are inspired in God's name want all worshippers of God to draw once again from this memory the invincible will to serve life and peace.
Attingano ancora una volta da questa memoria la volontà irriducibile di servire la vita e la pace.